Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is. Just minutes ago, the House of Representatives did something worthwhile and positive. I know it sounds amazing considering some of the conflicts in the House and given the fact that the House is so narrowly divided. I mean, just so narrowly divided that it's been paralyzed. But moments ago, the House passed a short-term spending measure that would keep one set of federal agencies operating through March 8th and another set all the way through March 22nd. What a great way to celebrate Leap Day, February 29th. Wow. Boy, they accomplished a lot. Can someone explain to me why is it so necessary when you're acting to try to prevent the government from shutting down and from damaging the economy and damaging so many different federal agencies, including our defense establishment? Why are we trying to harm those agencies? And basically the best you can do is say, okay, we're going to keep it operating for another week. I mean, okay, that's something. It's better than nothing. I agree. The Senate is expected to vote on the bill later today. Well, how should we celebrate, Jeremy? If they extend the operation of the federal government till March 8th, what's the appropriate celebration on leap year? I'm not sure. The short-term extension is the fourth in recent months, and many lawmakers expect it to be the last for the current fiscal year, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said that the negotiators had completed six of the annual spending bills that fund federal agencies and had almost final agreement on the others. "We'll get the job done," Johnson said, as he exited a closed-door meeting with Republican colleagues. The vote to approve the measure was 320-99. Okay, this math is really easy because 99 is really easy. This is a 3-to-1. It means 75% of the House voted for this. It easily cleared the two-thirds majority needed for passage. Okay, why is this entire situation so profoundly dysfunctional? People ask about, okay, why do we have a mess on the border? Why do we have a mess in Washington, D.C.? Why do we have a mess in everything that we're trying to do? Right now we have a gallant ally called Ukraine, which is literally fighting for survival as an independent democracy. And the determination of a handful of people to try to shoot down and cut off Ukraine is accomplishing what, really? This is a bizarre moment. Daniel Henninger has a devastating piece today, a very important piece about why it is that so many Americans look at Washington and they just want to wash their hands. It could be two things could happen. We're in the middle of an election, and it could be that people are so fed up with the way things are going and the way things are operating on all sides that they just don't vote this year. It was a very high turnout election in 2020. A lot of people were very enthusiastic about President Trump. A lot of people were very enthusiastic to dump President Trump. And that created a great deal of enthusiasm and a strong turnout election. A lot more people came out to vote on all sides in 2020 than in 2016. But 2024, I mean, okay, right now today is not only leap day, it is not only the day when the House gives us another 7 days of avoiding a fiscal crisis, but it's also the day when both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are scheduled to visit the southern border. This is expected to be a dramatic split-screen moment. Oh, can't wait. As the 2024 presidential campaign ramps up over an issue that has confounded administrations of both parties for decades, immigration. Any great and positive developments on the immigration front? Are you kidding me? The inability to deal with this situation at all, even involving obvious steps that must be taken. We will cover if there are press involvements by Trump and by Biden. We will get to them live if it happens during the show. This trip that is taking place today is President Biden's second trip to the border since he took office. His first was to El Paso in January of 2023. This time, he's set to visit Brownsville, a border town in the Rio Grande Valley that has long felt the impacts of migration up close. The White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said at a briefing yesterday he wanted to show that it was important for him to go down there to hear from Border Patrol agents, to hear from first responders. Biden will also deliver remarks to urge congressional Republicans to pass more border security funding, a White House official said. They had agreed on more security funding and more Border Patrol funding. Do you remember that? That was that bipartisan deal they had, which also included providing very much needed aid to Ukraine and to Israel and to Taiwan. And then that got shot down because President Trump preferred to use that as a political cudgel and said that the extra aid that was being provided for border security wasn't enough. Critics of the administration point out that Biden is visiting Brownsville at a time when the direst consequences of the migrant influx have shifted elsewhere. According to Customs and Border Protection, the federal agency that includes the Border Patrol, many more immigrants are now crossing at other parts of the border, such as Arizona and Eagle Pass, Texas. And the one thing that again, I think the American people are only now beginning to understand is that the real problem here is not people sneaking over the border or swimming across the Rio Grande or crawling through drain pipes to get underground and to go into the border. It's people actually looking for Border Patrol authorities and then surrendering themselves. Here I am. Okay, why are you here? Because I want to get asylum. And then what that creates is a situation where it takes forever for their asylum case to be decided, because if there are people genuinely who are fleeing from their lives from horrible regimes like the regime in Venezuela or the regime in Nicaragua, I mean, really? This is a bizarre situation. And there's even more of a muddle with this than there is on economic issues. The Washington Post asks a big question. Why is the economy booming? We will get to that. We'll be speaking with Peter Baker, Chief White House Correspondent for the New York Times, on President Trump versus President Biden and questions about basically cognitive competence and more. And we'll also be speaking with Brett Stevens on Israel, on Nikki Haley, and on the future of American foreign policy generally. We'll be getting to all of that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better. MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we're coming up to Super Tuesday. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that too exciting to to even control curb one's enthusiasm, to allude to a great TV show that is actually finishing, I think it's its 13th season, Curb Your Enthusiasm. 12th season this year? Okay, but it's the final one. And that very sad, of course, that Richard Lewis also just passed away. In any event, why is the U.S. economy booming, asks the Washington Post. And they have a piece, and it's a long piece. It's one of those deep analysis pieces that actually gives you a secret kind of insight. And it's done by three very skilled economics writers. And they say, look, there's a secret about why the U.S. economy is booming right now. And has been booming for a little while in terms of growth, which is very important in terms of the markets and more. The market just about flat today. It's down 11.71, the Dow Jones. But the argument that they make is that it's immigration that has propelled the U.S. job market further than just about anyone expected, helping cement, they write, the country's economic rebound from the pandemic as by far the most robust in the world. In other words, lots of countries have struggled to come back from the damage of the pandemic, but the United States has done so more successfully than anywhere else. It's not because of the ingenious, masterful handling of the economy by Joe Biden or by Yellen, Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, or by the Federal Reserve, or anything like that. It's because there are people who are coming here to this country who are eager to work. The momentum picked up aggressively over the past year. About 50% of the labor market's extraordinary recent growth, writes the Washington Post, came from foreign-born workers between January 2023 and January 2024. That, according to the Economic Policy Institute analysis of federal data. And even before that, by the middle of 2022, the foreign-born labor force had grown so fast that it closed the labor force gap created by the pandemic that, according to research from the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Immigrant workers also recovered much faster than native-born workers from the pandemic's disruptions, and many saw some of the largest wage gains in industries eager to hire. Economists and labor experts say the surge in employment was ultimately key to solving unprecedented gaps in the economy that threatened the country's ability to recover from prolonged shutdowns. Okay, people will argue about this, but the one point that one you can't really argue about is that the increase in the number of Americans who are working, who are actually earning a living, and part of that means paying taxes, which means that you have less pressure, at least in one segment of the economy, less pressure in terms of going into debt and paying the bills of this government that it is not going to be shut down and you're not going to save money that way. Part of what all this involves is the more people you have working, the more productive the economy is, the more taxes people pay, the less pressure there is for deficit spending. And the news on the economy, despite the fact that most Americans think it's terrible, does have some good news based upon people who have come to the United States and been able to find work. And the notion that that is a positive thing economically, good for the Washington Post for at least putting that idea out there and doing so in a very forceful way. Now, does this mean that Americans should vote one direction or another? Well, there's a very scary sort of columnist today in the New York Times under the heading Fear the Economic Impact of Trump 2.0, and it's by Stephen Ratner, who is the chairman of Willett Advisors, who worked for the Treasury Secretary under the Obama administration. So obviously you expect some kind of bias from his point of view. But he talks about some of the things that President Obama has promised that would be different in his second term. And one of them is going very directly to higher tariffs and to a 10% tariff, which is a tax, on everything that we bring into the country. Stephen Ratner writes, much to fear about another Donald Trump presidency, the existential threat to U.S. democracy, the potential abandonment of traditional allies in Europe and elsewhere, the cozying up to dictators like Vladimir Putin, and the danger Mr. Trump poses to our strong economy. Our economy, yes, while Trumponomics 1.0 had major flaws, like the definite expanding tax cut giveaways to businesses and the rich, Trumpiness 2.0 is downright scary. Although Mr. Trump has yet to issue a formal plan, the unalterable conclusion based on what has dribbled out from his campaign speeches, video monologues, and his current set of advisors is that he will follow a course that veers even farther from the traditional Republican line of a global approach to economic policy and into the populist, isolationist lane. A second Trump term would most likely represent a continuation of Mr. Trump's unsophisticated instincts and what will appeal to his base. On tariffs, immigration, and regulation, Mr. Trump would continue the troubling trend lines of his first term in office. It's not continue, it's greatly exaggerate, particularly when it comes to that 10% tariff on everything, which doesn't work if what you're trying to do is to lower the cost of living for people. Because a 10% tariff means a 10% tax increase added to stuff you want to buy that may be made abroad. So what happens abroad? And to American foreign policy, we'll be speaking to Brett Stevens coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
USA News Update. It's a big day at the U.S.-Mexico border. Our current president and the former both visiting Texas today.
Dual border visits today in Texas. President Biden scheduled to head to Brownsville, where there have been limited illegal crossings. Former President Trump heading to Eagle Pass, a hot spot, which has seen thousands and thousands of illegal crossings.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden's physician is confirming his fitness for duty following a routine physical at Walter Reed Wednesday. The president did not undergo a cognitive test, the White House citing doctor's advice that it was unnecessary. Political polling shows many American voters expressed doubts about Biden's suitability for office due to his advanced age. And it's Leap Day, February 29th. We won't see another one for 4 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's a great privilege to welcome back to the show Brett Stevens, opinion columnist for the New York Times, who writes about foreign policy, domestic politics, and cultural issues. And he's been one of the stalwart voices that I appreciate very regularly against the drift toward isolationism and America first politics by the Republican Party, basically suggesting that Ukraine and Taiwan and Israel are somebody else's concern other than the United States. Brett, what do you think is primarily the impulse behind the Republican Party that has always favored the idea of peace through strength, as President Reagan so memorably articulated? What has driven the Republican Party to this new isolationist tendency?
Actually, I think there's always been a strain of it in the Republican Party. Before there was, you know, Reagan and Nixon and Eisenhower, there were people like Robert Taft, who was once called Mr. Republican, and was one of the leading isolationists before the Second World War. That strain never went away. Pat Buchanan, to some extent, embodied it. Rand Paul and his dad, had some of it. So it was always dormant, but now it's come back to life thanks to Donald Trump's sort of quasi-isolationism. In the Trump administration, the policy was often much better than the rhetoric, in part because some of the key figures in the Trump administration were sort of classic Republican internationalists. But I think it comes down to this very crude belief that the only borders that matter to the United States are our northern and southern border, that we have no real interests abroad, or that whenever we go abroad, we end up as quote-unquote losers, that the rest of the world can sort of go hang or at least deal with its own issues. And that was, you know, you can sort of trace that back, Michael, to the, you know, earliest days of the Republic when Thomas Jefferson and George Washington were warning against foreign entanglements, it doesn't work so well in a modern era of intercontinental ballistic missiles where our oceans no longer serve as moats. And it took some Republicans like Arthur Vandenberg in the 1940s to realize that. And that was the Republican Party, but we've reverted to this old-fashioned strain that forgets that the world has moved forward and that the United States isn't safe anywhere if we aren't engaged in places like Taiwan or Israel or Ukraine.
And speaking of Ukraine, it is unbelievable to me. And my grandparents were from Ukraine. They got to the United States, thank God, right before my father was born. But the idea that there are people and many people in the Republican Party, fewer for surprising reasons in the Democratic Party, what is at stake for the United States and for the average American citizen if Ukraine, God forbid, really does lose this war, and the Zelensky government is thrown away, and Ukraine becomes, in effect, another Soviet socialist republic?
Well, I mean, what I would say quite simply is Russia isn't going to stop. Putin invaded Georgia in 2008. He invaded Ukraine the first time in 2014. He invaded Ukraine again 2 years ago. He's threatened other European countries. He's threatened NATO. And eventually he's going to make good on those threats. It is just in the nature of dictators that they're never satisfied with just one bite. More than that, if Ukraine were to fall, I think you would also see the Chinese feel emboldened when it came to Taiwan, because after all, we've spent 2 years trying to prop up the government in Ukraine. And then, you know, if we are to abandon it, it will be an enticement to the Chinese to move on Taiwan. Same with the Iranians and their own, you know, regional ambitions. And in every one of those places, we have vital economic and security interests at stake. An economic interest in Taiwan, which provides us with so many of our semiconductors, an economic interest in the Middle East, which still makes the difference between oil at $3 a gallon and oil at $7 a gallon. And not least in Europe, where we have treaty obligations with the next front line of states. People say $60 billion is a ton of money to give to Ukraine. And I say to them, it is a lot of money, but it's the cheapest investment we've ever made, because we aren't losing American soldiers. American lives aren't on the line. The Ukrainians are doing the fight for us. They are decimating our most serious geopolitical foe. And if Ukraine falls, then we're going to be faced with treaty allies in NATO whom we are going to have to defend. So better invest that $60 billion, which, by the way, is 1% of the federal budget. 1%. People should bear that in mind.
And in terms of bearing things in mind, you... when President Trump is devising his new foreign policy, he apparently is meeting in the next couple of days with Viktor Orban. What is he signifying by?
I mean, you know, Orban is the most pro-Russia leader in among the NATO member states. He's the most authoritarian of those leaders for reasons that mystify me. He's become a darling of some of, you know, either the far right thinkers or kind of crank conservatives, people like Tucker Carlson. But Hungary is no longer really a free state, and it's interesting to me, or kind of alarming to me, that a conservative movement that likes to talk about freedom, particularly the importance of free speech, is making common cause with a kind of a strongman, a Central European figure who was trampled all over the rights of the free press and other civil liberties. So conservatives should decide, you know, are we for civil liberties and free speech and against the woke left, or do we just want our own form of repression and orthodoxy. It's just the right wing version of the woke left. And that's what Trump is, I think, signaling here. It's a terrible sign.
Brett Stevens, invaluable opinion columnist for the New York Times. When we come back, there was a passage that he wrote recently that just stuck in mind a great deal and is very important for those who try to learn from the history of the world. People may forget that in the United States in the 1930s and even through the 1940s, there were people in our country, very prominent people, some of them, who greatly admired Benito Mussolini. Leave aside Hitler for a moment. But Benito Mussolini was somebody who, at least in some aspects of his career and the kind of rallies that he would do, has some, at least relevance, some echoes that are a part of the campaign season in 2024. What was it that Brett Stevens is talking about? We will get to that and more about the future of the Israel-Gaza war and how it resolves. That and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Ding, 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 ding.
Get 50% off by becoming an annual MedHead member.
Nice.
Join at michaelmedved.com.
Real nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the Michael Medved show, speaking with Brett Stevens, the opinion columnist, conservative opinion columnist of the New York Times, he wrote recently in one of his very entertaining exchanges with Gail Collins, who is not a conservative. Brett Stevens was writing with her about watching a Trump rally. And he writes that, I watched the rally with my mother, who found it reminiscent of the style of the Mussolini regime under which she was born in wartime Italy. She was referring to the incoherence, the bombast, the grandiosity, the extravagant lies, the demonization, the xenophobia, the bogus nods to religiosity and patriotism, the references to himself with the royal we, the condescending sops to the toadies, to his toadies, the ecstatic gaze of the people arranged behind him on the stage. Is the Trumpification of the Republican Party inevitable and nearly complete?
Nothing is inevitable in life, and you see it in the fact that 30 to 40% of Republican primary voters were choosing someone else. But I don't want to get my hopes too high that it can be reversed. I wrote the dumbest column of my career in 2022 after the midterm losses for Republicans. I said the column was titled, Trump is finally finished, which, I keep on my desk as a reminder of how wrong I can be. But look, the party in respects has kind of become a cult, in which the leader is infallible. He never makes mistakes. He is, persecuted by ruthless enemies, whom only he can defeat. You know, this kind of mentality that you see in, you know, that we've seen sort of historically in cult-like or messianic movements now typifies a large part of the Republican Party. And that's scary to see. People just seem to switch off their brains. That isn't to say that when people support Trump, they don't have their reasons. And, you know, what I've said for a long time is that Trump, more than anyone else in American politics, is a big raised middle finger at the corruption of the elites. And there's a lot to that case. The elites, in many respects, are corrupt. They are self-dealing. They don't play fair. It's the case with demagogues historically that it isn't just that they traffic in lies. They traffic, and what makes them effective is that they traffic in half-truths. And there are often half-truths to a lot of what, the Trumpian complaint. The problem is that the remedy that they propose in the form of the and the polarization and the anger is going to wreck the country. So you can sort of have a prescription half right and still destroy yourself. And that's what I see happening in much of the Republican Party, because much as there is, even as much as there is to complain about elites, there's even more to complain about an unhinged populism that leads in directions, which are just going to be predictable if we know anything from history.
Okay, speaking of history, what if, as people widely expect, President Trump is nominated a third time in a row? I mean, which is just astonishing. He would be the Republican nominee for president, but he loses. And let's say he loses substantially. Would that be the end of Trumpism within the party? What would the future of the Republican Party, the conservative movement, look like in the case of Trump?
Well, that was my hope in 2022 when people like Herschel Walker and what was his name in Arizona, the Senate candidate, and a number of other
winnable. Kerry Lake, and you're talking about Mehmet Oz, right.
Right. There were a bunch of winnable races. Trump tipped the primary for the least effective candidates, and the party ended up making really minuscule gains in a year that was really should have been for the Republicans to win. The problem with Trump is that he sort of defies that logic. I mean, by 2028, he will be 82 years old. I don't know if he's going to run again, but that doesn't seem to deter the current president. But what worries me more is that the party will sort of alight on someone who is kind of the next iteration of Trump. I don't know if it's that Don Jr. or
Tucker Carlson,
Vivek Ramaswamy, or Tucker Carlson. There are a number of options. He has created a template. On the other hand, my hope is that a giant loss for Trump would kind of sober up the party when suddenly someone thinks, we can't just have the people on our side. We actually have to win over the persuadables. And there are a lot of persuadables in this country. They're the people who decide the elections. The Republican Party is doing everything it can to turn them off. That being said, if I had to place a modest bet right now, I hate to say this, I think Trump will be the next president.
And Mike Pompeo back as Secretary of State? Or
No. Mike Pompeo is way too mainstream Republican to be the next Secretary of State. I'm thinking of something, someone much worse. Maybe it'll be Seb Gorka or Tucker did such a good job representing American values in Moscow that maybe he could fill that role.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. You obviously know Trump supporters, true believers, and probably many, many of them. What is that conversation like? What does it focus on?
Look, what Trump supporters, and I should say, I know plenty of, reluctant Trump supporters who will be the first to acknowledge the guy's, oafish and doesn't always know what he's talking about, and they don't really like him, and they wish they had a better choice, but they like him because he essentially represents, as I said earlier, the pole of anger against a corrupt, as they see it, a corrupt establishment, and sometimes rightfully so. And they will also say, look, turn the volume down on Trump and think of 2019. Was America better off in 2019 than it is now, that is to say in the last full year before the pandemic under Trump? Yeah, inflation wasn't a problem. The border was relatively under control. The world didn't seem to be on fire. The president, was loud, but he didn't seem feeble. He seemed in control of his government. He definitely was setting the agenda, and he was against the kind of culturally, the cultural far left that so many people just can't stand. That's what they're saying, and I think they're saying it, and that goes to my point as to why I think Trump is the likely next president, because when they know Trump with all his flaws and they know Biden with all his flaws, they're going to vote on policy. And many of the policies, especially when it comes to immigration and to the economy, they're going to look at Trump as the better of two bad alternatives.
In other words, if by the way, since you are anticipating a Trump victory,
I hope I'm wrong, but yes.
who shares in that victory? It's not going to be Ramaswamy. It's almost surely not going to be Marjorie Taylor Greene. Who's the likely running mate?
So, I mean, this is pure speculation, but Senator Britt, I think Katie Britt from Alabama, young senator, I think she's in her early 40s. Her husband's a former football player. I would be looking at her as a possibility. People have talked about Elise Stefanik, who had a star turn during that testimony with the three inept college presidents. She's a possibility. Governor Noem of South Dakota. I think Trump is going to choose a woman.
Not Tim Scott.
No, I don't think it's going to be Tim Scott. I think Tim Scott, in his weird way, did himself no favors with his "I love you" line. He just looked kind of weak and pathetic, and Trump despises weakness.
I actually appreciate the strength of Bret Stephens with his regular commentaries in the New York Times. Appreciate your contribution and joining us, and happy Leap Day in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.